In John chapter 4, Jesus describes the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Verses 23 and 24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Now for the next few minutes, stay tuned to Worship in Spirit and Truth with Pastor Jeff Scoggin.
Let's bow our heads before we begin. Dear Father in heaven, thank you again for your blessings, your guidance, the way that you've led us in this past week. I pray for your spirit to be poured out in us this morning. Touch my lips and give me the words. Give us each attitudes that will help us to listen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we just read this story about how Jesus had taught the people for so long that they didn't have a chance to eat for quite a while. And so he told his disciples, feed the people. And they looked over that crowd of 5,000 men and their families and they said, how? So then Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, blessed them, and fed the entire group of people. It was a miracle. Everybody was impressed. That evening then, Jesus sent the disciples on across the lake. In the only boat, sent them across the lake while he stayed to dismiss the people. That finished, he went up on the mountainside to pray. Well, the next morning, the people came back looking for Jesus. But try as they might, they couldn't find him. They figured he couldn't have gone far. The disciples took the only boat. And so they looked within walking distance. No Jesus. Well, eventually some other people in boats showed up, also looking for Jesus. And since no one had found him there, they set out in the boats looking at other places around the lake. And they eventually discovered him with his disciples in Capernaum on the other side of the lake. And they wanted an explanation. When did you get here? Well, Jesus, as always, went straight to the motivations of people. And he ignored their question. He didn't satisfy their curiosity. Now, we know the story, right? We know that during the night, Jesus had walked out across the lake, scared the disciples to death. Peter said, hey, can I walk out there with you? Jesus said, sure, come on. Peter about drowns. Jesus picks him up, puts him in the boat. They get out of the crowd. We know all that. Crowd didn't know any of that. How did you get here? When did you get here? And Jesus said, verse 26, you are looking for me not because you saw miracles, but because I gave you food. Now, I think I would travel for miracles. That's pretty interesting stuff. But Jesus was saying, no, it's not even that. You're after food. Now, I'm sure the people were impressed with the miracles. They talked about it. People loved to see Jesus doing the miracles. But Jesus was saying that it was for their personal benefit. The personal benefit that they received from him, that's why they were seeking him. That was their motivation for what they could get from Jesus. They had found an easy way to be healed from sicknesses. They had found an easy way, in this case, how to get food. It's like the bears in Alaska, who had figured out that it was a whole lot easier to go along the bank where the fishermen were and find their food that way than going out into the middle of the river and catching it themselves. Or the black bears that have figured out that it's a whole lot easier to rob trash cans than to go out foraging in the forest where it's natural for them. It's easier. People can get food in more than one way as well. You can work for it so that you have the money to go buy your food. Or you can attach yourself to someone or something, maybe a welfare system or a person, who will just give it to you. And if you get a gig like that, I mean, it's pretty good stuff. The crowd had found easy food with Jesus. And so they were going to significant lengths to find him so that he could give them more. And Jesus right away turns it into an object lesson. You're looking for me not because you saw miracles, but because I gave you food. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Jesus was gently chiding the people for their motives. Now, it's not that Jesus didn't want the people around. Of course he did. They were the reason that he had come to earth in the first place. Wanting to be near Jesus is always a good thing, whatever your motives. Wanting to be near Jesus is always a good thing. But if we only want to be near him for the physical blessings that we receive from him, we're missing the point. The major point. Jesus doesn't want us to seek to be near him only for things that enhance our physical life. He wants us to seek to be near him also for the eternal benefits that he provides. He likes, don't get us wrong here, he likes to provide our physical food. But he wants us to be even more interested in the spiritual food that he can provide. He wants us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And then all these other things will be added to you as well. How many of us, if we're honest about it, must admit that we do our best and our most praying when we need something for ourselves? Something physical, something tangible. When we're sick, we pray fervently for healing. When we lose something precious, we pray ardently to find it. When our close relationships are strained, we pray desperately for help. When we're hurting financially, we pray urgently for aid. When we're suffering emotionally, we pray intensely for relief. And we should pray at those times. Those are good times to pray. But what about when things are routine? What about when things are going all right? What about times of celebration? What about times of joy? Do we seek Jesus at those times? What kind of parent wants their children only to look for them when they need something? When things are not going well? We want them to be there in times of joy and celebration as well, right? How often do we seek Jesus on behalf of other people? How often do we seek Jesus for help in advancing in our spiritual lives and our character? How often do we look for him in those kinds of times? Verse 27 says that on such a person, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. When we look to God, when we seek Jesus for things of eternal value, those are the people that God places his seal of approval. God is pleased when we seek him for eternal reasons, not just temporal reasons. If Jesus were speaking to you like he spoke to the people long ago, what would he say? Would he suspect that you seek him only for food and other spirit or physical blessings more than you seek him for things that will endure through eternity? Our children ask us for things that they need. They ask us for food when they're hungry. They ask us for clothes when they need clothing. They also ask for things that they just want and not need. And the thing is as parents, we're pleased to give them those things. We like to give them things even that they just want. And so does God. He loves to give us the desires of our hearts. But do you remember, for those of you with children, do you remember the times when your child asked you for more important things? Do you remember those moments when maybe they came and asked for some advice on a relationship? Or what do I do in this conflict? Or maybe he asked for help reading the Bible instead of fairy tales. Or maybe he just asked to be alone with you, to talk. Or maybe she just wanted to know more about what it meant to be baptized. Do you remember your feelings when they asked those significant questions? Those requests are in a whole different realm than I'm hungry, can I have some food? Whole different realm than gifts and entertainment. They are the things that draw you intimately together. They are things of eternal value, and we recognize that. Your Heavenly Father loves to give you the basic needs of life. He also loves to give you fun things. But he lives for the times that you seek him for things of eternal value. It is those eternal things that draw you and God closer together. It is those eternal things that prepare you to live for eternity with God. As you go through this next week, Think specifically about your interactions with God. Ask yourself whether or not you are seeking Him for things of eternal value at least as much as you're seeking Him for things of temporal value. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Amen.
Thank you for joining Pastor Jeff Scoggins today for Worship in Spirit and Truth. We would love to hear your thoughts about the program, and your financial support is also greatly appreciated so that we can continue bringing you these kinds of programs. Tell your friends they can find the program Spirit and Truth right here on this station. Stay tuned for contact information and more details from your local station to follow. Until next time, keep your mind fixed on Jesus.